Yeah, it looks like a pretty potent spring storm coming at the region again, mid to late week. Starting to see the impacts with a little bit of light rain Tuesday night. Rain continuing into Wednesday, and then kind of a little bit more uncertainty develops through Wednesday night and into Thursday as we get colder air moving into the system as it lifts into Iowa. Right now we're expecting the greatest potential for some heavy snow and strong winds in areas to the west and north of Sioux Falls. As far as snowfall amounts, a pretty decent chance in excess of 6. Beyond that, we're really not speculating exactly how much people will get. But it does look like a lot of moisture wrapping into the system, so we could see some pretty significant snowfall amounts. In addition to that, can't have a good spring storm without strong winds. So we're looking at the potential for some 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts Wednesday into Thursday. And with that combination of snow and wind, we've issued a winter storm watch for possible blizzard conditions.
Now, there's a little chunk of the southeast corner that is not under any kind of watch, at least for now. What can they expect?
At least for now is correct. Right now, we're looking at mainly rain continuing there Wednesday into Wednesday evening. When that transition to snow will occur is a little bit more uncertain there. A lot depends on the track and timing of when the system moves across the region. So it is definitely possible that that watch will be expanded with later forecasts. But for right now, if you're in the Yankton, Sioux Falls, down into the Sioux City area and points to the east and south, basically just pay attention to the later forecasts because confidence is high that things will change over the coming days.
Now, as far as the flooding issues that the Big Sioux, the James, the Vermilion River have had over the past several weeks, I have to believe this isn't going to help matters.
It is certainly not going to help matters. If it falls as rain, the rivers will react more quickly. But even with that moisture falling as snow, eventually it will get into the river system, so it'll just prolong the flooding that's going on across the area.
With the strong winds that are forecast and with the heavy, wet snow that's falling, as it tends to do this time of the year when it does snow, is blowing and drifting going to be a huge concern?
Especially while the snow is falling, it'll just hamper visibility that much more. Once the snow is on the ground, you're exactly right. Once it's stuck to the ground, a heavy, wet snow is not going to move around too much. So it won't be like those February systems where we see the massive drifts develop after the snow is already on the ground. But it will definitely cause visibility issues and some drifting while the snow is falling.
So what's behind this system, Jen?
Well, we try to warm it up, but a lot depends on how much snow we actually get. The upcoming weekend looks just a little bit warmer, still looking at highs in the 40s for Saturday and Sunday, and pretty dry, at least for the upcoming weekend.